hi. This is Sweet Nightmares. I don't even know what to say right now. Okay. Sorry for the year wait. I doubt that y'all are waiting on me. But, sorry about that. It was a lot that was going on. Not really. I don't know what happened. Honestly, I lost this account. That's gonna be actual truth. I lost this account. And I finally got back into it. But enough about that. I'm just kind of glad I'm back, I guess. I don't know. Anyways, we're gonna be talking about the movie Freaky. I was supposed to do this like 2 weeks ago. Not even 2 weeks ago, like probably back in November I was supposed to do this. Actually, probably was 2 weeks ago. But anyways, yeah, this movie is pretty meh. It's kinda sorta like, well, it's called Freaky, so you would know that it's like Freaky Friday. But the movie was pretty just meh. It was alright. Like, it wasn't nothing to be, like, explosive about, you know? The movie started off with the title card of Thursday the 12th. Yeah, I believe it was Thursday the 12th. And it was these kids in the house or doing something. And it kind of had a, what's it called? Freddy versus Jason type vibe. Where, you know, the movie started and Jason kind of just wrecked a lot of stuff in the beginning. Well, it's kind of how this movie starts. It's more people split up, somebody gets killed. Let's see what else happens. Oh yeah, two people get killed while others are going to go have sex, and next thing you know, they get killed. But the story literally centers around a knife. A certain knife. I think it's called something Diablo. Yeah, something Diablo. And they have to get this knife. Well, the killer, he takes the knife. And the thing just happened. We get introduced to our main character kind of very quick into the movie after they find out that those four kids had died, had got murdered. So everybody was kind of like, okay. So we get introduced to our main character. She has two friends, and they're pretty close to her. And so what ends up happening is that she goes to a homecoming game. She's there too long. Her mom is a drunk, and she forgets to pick her up. So she ends up sitting out there at night waiting alone by herself, and the killer ends up showing up, and she tries to run away and does all this stuff. She hides, and again, is it like the movie pays homages, and I mean a lot. Like, it's references to Friday the 13th, Nightmare on Elm Street, Halloween, like the whole nine yards of references to a whole bunch of movies. And yeah, so she hides under the bleachers. She ends up coming out, even though I would have just waited there till morning. I'm just that type of person. I just would have just waited. I'm sorry. He's just gonna have to wait. But yeah, she comes out as soon as she hears him gone. He ends up capturing her, and then he ends up killing her with the knife. But he doesn't kill her. They end up switching bodies at some point in time. I don't know. It was weird. Because it would make you think that they switch bodies pretty fast. But it doesn't happen like that. It happens overnight, actually. So, oh god. Okay. So, they switch bodies overnight. She's acting weird in the morning because she doesn't know that she's in the wrong body. And he's acting weird because he doesn't know that he's in the wrong body. And both of them just kind of live their day. Like, kind of, sort of. She's living her day as him, and he's living her day as her. But the thing is, she's acting all weird and funny, where her mom is, like, doing this and that, and he's trying to kill the mom. And then the sister stops her, and then she ends up going to school, and she ends up doing all this stuff. Oh my god, I need to go watch this movie again. This is weird. Sorry about that. I'm half asleep. There's this girl named, I think her name is Riley. And she was like a popular girl, but she was like more fake popular. Where it's one of those girls that kind of capitalize on everything that happens simply because she wants people to empathize with her. So they don't like her. The girl version of her doesn't like her, but he ends up hanging out with her as her. And he ends up killing her, locking her in the freezer. And just like that, he ends up killing her. And then what ends up happening is that the body that she's in ends up getting framed for, because she's in the school that's doing all this stuff. And so she ends up finding out that the killer is in her body simply because she started killing people right in front of her. So she's trying to find a way to get back to her friends so they could help her. But what ends up happening is he, as her, can't really do a convincing thing. So she's trying her hardest to convince her friends that it is her. So she does a dance that proves that it's her, and then they end up singing Kumbaya and whatnot. And what happens after that is they're trying to chase down the girl, and the girl does a lot of killing. Let's just say that. It's just a lot of killing. She kills the woodshop teacher. She kills the Who else does she kill? She killed someone else, I believe. I believe she killed only two people in the school. They end up kidnapping her at a mini golf place. And they were trying to convince the girl's crush that they switch bodies. It was pretty hard to do because they just couldn't. It was just pretty hard. And they easily convinced him by her reciting a poem that she put in his locker. I don't know. Just know this movie was pretty bleak. Like, literally pretty bleak. It wasn't the best. It wasn't the worst. It was just there. You know, it was just a movie that they had to get out. You know, coming from the director who did Happy Death Day, I didn't expect this to be, like, the biggest thing. Like, the biggest blockbuster of a thing. I expected, you know, to go home. I mean, go to the movies. Go back home. And be like, okay. You know, it wasn't nothing. But yeah, let me get back on topic. So, they end up convincing the crush. They end up tying the girl up. The girl is him. In the house. And one of her friends is at the helms of watching her. And this gets crazier as it goes along, because they're in the police station trying to find the knife. And the knife is in some type of evidence locker, but it's hard to convince her sister, who was guarding the knife. One thing that I know that this is just kind of weird, but one thing that I would have done was at least some type of explaining to hold with everything that was going on. I would have tried some type of explaining, but I understand why they didn't do it. And the friend, one of the other friends, end up going in the police station to grab the knife, and she end up failing, and she end up getting the murderer kind of captured, because she didn't really sell the whole "I'm in danger" shtick. The girl got out of the chair because the mom kept on trying to convince, well, the friend kept on trying to convince the mom that he was straight and whatnot. You could tell that he wasn't straight. But anyways. Oh gosh. I'm sorry. I got a massive headache. This movie is very, very vivid. I haven't seen it in a while. Stuff was supposed to be coming out like a week ago, but I'm trying. What else happened in this movie? Oh yeah, so she ends up getting out, and she ends up taking the car to the police station to get the knife. So whatever she wants to do with the knife, I don't know. She might just want to keep it. And yeah, it was never explained on what the killer actually wanted to do with the knife. It just seemed like she just wanted to keep it till midnight and call it a day. I already forgot to mention that the curse that was within the knife was cursed. That was another thing. That was within the knife. Switches you and turns you, and it doesn't, you have to stab someone back for it to go back before midnight, or it's permanent. So that's why they were on this quest to switch bodies and stuff and have this knife be a big role in the movie. It's more like a scavenger hunt, if you say. Yeah, there ended up being like funny moments in this movie where Vince Vaughn really shows his material, and it shows. It really shows. Let's see what else happens. They do like a big thing where the main character's dad died, but it wasn't as big as it needed to be. But I like the story, like the plot line where the mom is very attached, like the mom is very clingy towards her daughter simply because she's young and she's already lost so much, so therefore she's going to be attached to her daughter. I like that. What ends up happening in the end is that they go to this party and they end up having the knife. The only reason why they end up having the knife is because of the fact that the girl ends up getting it. I mean, not the killer, but in the killer's body. The girl in the killer's body ends up getting it by pistol whipping her sister. So they end up heading to the party and they end up finding out that the girl killed like 3 people. There was a weird discreet moment between one of the characters and another, like a bully, where he was coming out to him. It was irrelevant, very irrelevant. I don't know. It just was unnecessary. I don't know. There was a point in time where they made a Nightmare on Elm Street reference, like, it was Candyman. It was a Candyman reference where he pulled the thing out of the wall and slashed back and stabbed the guy in the neck. That was one. And then there was another one where he took a chainsaw and sliced the guy in half, but not fully in half, but it was where he had to drop the chainsaw for his body to get cut. But there's a there's a small plot point that was set up in the beginning where the main character was always late for class, and her crush ends up saying that set your alarm 5 minutes before, so therefore you won't be late, so you'll have extra time. So this is what they do at the end. There's an alarm that goes off at 12, but the bell doesn't toll, or, you know, kind of chimes at 12. So they end up finding out that it's 5 minutes before 12. And they end up switching bodies. So the police officers shoot the guy, and we're just supposed to suspect that the guy is dead. And if you've watched Scream, you should know that the killer always has one last scare. Another reference. It was actually 2 references in one, where it was a Halloween reference from way back when. I don't know which one it is, though. It's been so many Halloweens. Where Michael Myers is in the ambulance and he wakes up in the ambulance and he kills everyone in the ambulance, and, you know, just the car is just there, and he heads back to wherever he's trying to go. So yeah, that they made that reference in there. And after they were done switching the bodies, he ends up going into the main character's house and trying to kill the main character. But we end up getting a woman power type of scene going on, where the girl stabs the guy in the mouth, the sister stabs him in the back, and something happens with the legs and whatnot. But yeah, that's what happens at the end. And again, wasn't nothing to be. I was excited to go see this movie, but my excitement kind of died down when I seen it, cause I would say it's a good streaming movie. Like, I would watch it in the theaters again, but I would only watch it if I had company. You know, it's not one of the best movies ever, but it's kind of a meh movie. Meh. It wasn't bad. That's just how I feel about the movie. I don't know. But yeah, tomorrow, I will be doing either Run or Come Play. I don't know. Christmas Day, I will be doing Black Christmas, the 2019 version. Yeah, just be ready for that one. But tomorrow, I'll be doing either Run or Come Play. I don't know. But yeah. This is Sweet Nightmares, and hope you have some. Goodbye.